Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
All right, well, let's go to that Fireball VIP line. Talk to Jake Plummer. You know him, you love him. Broncos legend Jake Plummer joining us here, Nick and Cecil. Jake, what's up, dude?
Not much, man. Just up in North Idaho watching a rainstorm come across the lake here. And for sure, reiterating, stay away from the quarterback's arm in practice. Don't go near his arm. I don't know if that's what you guys were talking about, but I just heard duck the quarterback's arm. Dude, if you got a blitz and you time it right, perfect. But do not ever get in my way in practice or you're going to get an earful from me. I will MF you back to your huddle and try to fight all of you. Stay away from my arm.
Okay. Well, we've heard about it before, but before we get into the Broncos, what was Nick Ferguson like in practice? Because I've heard some stories, dude. I've heard some stories.
Nick was great. You know, that's why we're in touch, man, still. You know, you meet a guy like him that brings it every day, no matter if it's a game or a walkthrough or anything. You know, he's bringing it. And in practice, he was bringing it. So, yeah, competitive. And you knew that, you know, if you beat him on a play, that you beat him. You didn't just get him giving you a half-assed effort. So that team was full of a lot of guys like that. And Nick fell right in line with us, and it was great playing with Nick. Always fun to challenge the defense, too. You know, he knew I liked to talk a little smack. But, you know, it was, again, a guy you never questioned what was happening. He was coming prepared, knowing his stuff, ready to go.
Well, Jay, you know, this Broncos team is trying to come together in this whole COVID-19 situation. And you're just talking about how cohesive we were as a group. What needs to take place for those guys to kind of come together and now try to restore that standard that we played under?
Well, it's different for us. It was different for us, Nick. I mean, back then we would see each other, and then when you leave, you were doing your own thing with groups that you hung out with or your family or whatever. Now, I mean, they're so connected. I mean, you can be connected in so many ways and know what your left tackle's doing tonight because he's posting it on Instagram, and you know that you're, you know, middle linebacker. You know, you're well aware of what everyone's doing now if you're tapped into that, you know, social thing, which I'm sure they are with all this free time. And it's been a way for them to connect with fans. It's been a way for them to connect with each other. I hope it's been a way for them to, you know, motivate each other and use to their advantage to show like, hey, this is what I'm doing today. What do you guys got going on? You know, because you can't be all together. How does a leader, you know, step up in this time, post and tweet and send out everything you can so that people know what you're doing? Because that's one way to show that you're committed is by how much work you're putting in. And it's got to be a crazy time. I can't imagine what it's like for these kids, but I know that they're pretty responsive and pretty adaptive to, you know, what's going on. And hopefully they've had a chance to just bond in some way without being around each other all the time. Because that's really the core thing, core value of a team, a core important thing is to bond. And how do you bond when you really can't be around these guys? Not only at practice in the weight room, but then at the bowling alley on Tuesdays, you know, throwing some bowling and having some fun. And, you know, that's the thing that's tough. So hopefully they're finding ways to get together and remain connected. You know what I'm saying?
Broncos legend Jake Plummer joining us here, Nick and Cecil on the Fan. And Jake, Drew Lock, how much time will it take before we really know if he's the guy, the franchise quarterback that this team? Yeah, because we know 5 games isn't enough. We're all excited. We all want him to work out. We want him to be that dude. But, you know, is it this entire season? Is it a couple years? Like, how long do you feel it would take?
I don't know. You know, just sit back and enjoy the ride. It might be the very first throw he makes in the very first game if they play some games. You know, he might just step it up and say, look, this is what I'm going to bring you. And then the next throw might be a pick 6. But I don't care. It's what he comes and does after that. And if he comes out and rips another one for a big game, then you know what you got. You got the makings of what you want here. You got the makings of and the beginning of something that you can't put a date on. I mean, there's an expiration date on NFL players. You know, you get to a point where you can't play. But how do you predict when someone's going to make it? You don't know that. I mean, there's no way to know that. I know one thing for sure, that there will come a time when he'll have the ball in his hands. He'll have to take the team down the field to win a ball game. And when you do that, that's when you start to go, oh, okay, we got someone special. Everyone can rip a ball and throw a skinny post and throw a fade route and throw a comeback and roll out to the right, roll out to the left. It's, can you do it when you're counted on by all of those guys on that sideline, all of the coaches, that entire stadium? Can you do it then? Can you do it on the road in Kansas City? So when is that going to be for him? It's not going to be once he does that. That's just a stepping stone on the progression of where he's going to go for his whole career. So I say stop worrying about when he's going to put his foot down as this the next franchise guy. Like, sit back and relax and enjoy. And before you know it, you're going to open your eyes and go, yo, we're rolling tight right now. Who's the – Drew Locke is good. Is he a franchise guy? Well, if he's winning ball games and doing that, then the answer is yes. But sit back and enjoy that process and wait for that to happen instead of trying to predict it is my thing, because we'll know when he makes that move and shows us all, like, it don't matter. This is my team. I'm going to take these guys down 21 in the third quarter, towards the end of the third quarter, guys sitting down the sideline thinking we're going to give up. No, this is my team. We're going to bring this back. And that's when, you know, the team will find out first, and that's where the respect that already Von Miller has for him, kid's in a good spot to have a good year. So let's hope he's just taking care of business and ready to lead these guys. And I think he's fearless. You know, he's pretty confident in himself, and that's going to be fun to watch.
Jake, one of the big issues with Drew Locke last year when he came into training camp was his footwork. And being as though, I mean, you are the foremost authority on this, but enlighten both Cecil and myself and our listening audience, how important is mastering footwork to the success of any quarterback?
Well, it's essential. It's key. It's just put into place, you know, say a receiver running a skinny post that's to take, you know, the fourth outside step, he's breaking at 45-degree angle, and the ball's got to be there. And if your footwork is inconsistent and your five-step, quick five is, you know, real sloppy and you're not getting back and generating the pop and the torque and the velocity, you know, you'll know. I mean, you just have to have – you have to really work hard on footwork, especially in offense they're going to be running now. It's going to be – there's going to be a lot of stuff. They're going to do all kinds of stuff in this offense. I mean, whatever's working with the talent they have, they're going to be doing a lot of stuff from the gun, under center. He's going to have to be dialed in on his timing and his footwork. And that comes from working with your guys in the off season and through camps and all that. But it's also part of what the redundancy that no one sees a quarterback do when everyone leaves and is done running routes. We stay and take drops and go on air, just going through five step, three big, two quick, three quick, three quick, two quick, you know, like three big, two quick with a hitch. You know, you go through those over and over and over so that you don't have to think about that. So footwork is key. So athleticism can overcome some bad footwork and poor footwork, but you're going to find yourself making errors, more errors, if you have poor footwork. But Drew's an athlete, so his feet can be off-centered, and he makes a good throw, and we all go, wow, and his feet are going to be off sometimes, and he's going to make an amazing throw, and it's going to be like, yo, why'd you make that throw? Well, remember the ones that you went, whoa, and you talked about all week, because there's going to be some that he makes that are bonehead. But that's what athletes do. That's what competitors do. They don't care. They're going to come back and keep scrapping. And that's what I want to see from this kid. He's going to be the franchise guy. How he bounces back from a horrible first half. What's he going to do in that third quarter?
Fantastic. Jake Plummer joining us here on Nick and Cecil on the Fan. Jake, my final one for you. Appreciate your time as always, brother. And we've talked to Tatum Bell on this show. And, you know, besides giving Nick a bunch of grief, Tatum also commented about how him and Mike Ander would just, like, split time, right? It wasn't a big deal. And Mike was the guy, and then Tatum was the backup. Broncos have a situation with Melvin Gordon and Phillip Lindsay. Do they need to balance that? Are we talking about hurt feelings? Are we talking about, like, we got make sure got to feed both guys equally? Is this nothing but a great problem for the Broncos? Like, how do they navigate through that when they have two number one backs, basically?
I don't know a whole lot about Melvin Gordon other than, I mean, he's a beautiful runner, a phenomenal athlete. Right. My goodness, like, what he can do running, catching, screen game. He is diverse, and I know that Phillip Lindsay, from what I've understood about him and when I saw him at the facility and I've heard about him and how he carries himself, he wants to win. This kid doesn't care if it's like Phillip Lindsay and the Denver Broncos come to town. Phillip wants to be a part of the Denver Broncos and win. So if they're telling him you got to sit, let Melvin get some, and then if Melvin is the type of guy that I hope he is, and that's why they brought him in, unselfish, doesn't care, wants to do what's best for the team, doesn't need 10 touches a quarter or 20 touches a game or has incentives to get him more money, you know, then that's where the problem could arise if there's selfishness there. But if they're unselfish and they just want to win and they want to do amazing things, like the team we got to beat is Kansas City. And when I watch them, I watch a team that's so unselfish, it does not matter who touches the ball. Every one of them flies down the field and is blocking. Every one of them that touches the ball, they might run 20 yards backwards, but the other 10 guys are like, that's cool, I see where you're going, and they go pick it up. They don't care. They're unselfish. They want to win. They want to win at all costs. If Melvin and Phillip are what I hope they're like, I know Phillip is. If Melvin's anywhere near that, you got two wicked weapons, dudes that you can do amazing things with and really start something really special. These two guys are dynamic. They're game changers. So they're both going to want to be on the field. If there's any type of riff, that's the coach's job, the player's job, the leader's job to say, hey, yo, we're better when both of you are unselfish and playing rather than one of you getting mad. And I think they'll be all right. I think this team's going to be loaded with guys that want to win. The pressure's on them. They haven't won in a while. The town is aching for some competitive go at it, get it done. You know, let's get this done. Last season was hard, losing all those close games. You know, this team's going to be ready. So all those players should be very unselfish right now. And the main thing is just getting W's. That's all that matters.
All right, Jake. Okay. I'm going to put you in Drew Lock's situation. You are the quarterback of the Denver Broncos. You're on the 10-yard line, 20 seconds remaining in the game. It's 3rd and 2. What's the play, and who of the wide receivers and tight ends currently on this roster you're trying to get the ball to?
It's a no-brainer. I mean, I'm getting it to Cortland Sutton however I can. I mean, whatever we need to do, put him in a bunch, run a bunch of guys and throw a little flat wheel route or fade route, or it doesn't matter. You got a kid that's hungry like that, you feed him. But there's a lot of athletes. So the great thing is that, you know, if they can all be okay with everyone sharing that one football. I mean, that's the whole challenge you have. I played with Shannon Sharp. I mean, it was hard. The guy wanted every throw, every pass play thrown to him. But you know what? That's great. That's what I want when I'm back there dropping back. I want every one of those dudes working their ass off to get open because they want it. Don't pass me up. I was open. All right. Keep doing your job is what I'd say. You're doing a great job. Keep it up. And then they get their ball when they need it, when it comes to them. But everyone should be hungry. I mean, I think Fant, who had the up-and-down season last year, was just wide-eyed and like, whoa, when he first got to the league. He showed a lot of signs of some. Hey, I got the ability. I think I know now that this is just still football, but these guys are really good, but so am I. So, you know, either one of those two guys down there, pretty nasty weapons. I'm hoping to see Phillip get more involved outside, you know, running some receiver routes. The kid's dynamic. This kid should touch the ball 30 times a game. If you can't get it to him, a running back or receiver, then have him return punts and kickoffs. And if you're you got to protect your running back. No, we need to win. We need to win a Super Bowl. We need to get this thing going. We need to honor and put this organization back after Mr. Bolin's passing to like say, hey, yo, we still know how to run this. We still know how to get it done.
Yes.
And that's what this team, I'm excited to see this happen. It's going to be fun if they can pull it all together like that.
Preach. Hey, listen. It was perfect that you were here on Tuesday because, you know, we always talk about, you know, to be honest, and we love to tell the truth. We don't like to wear, you know, orange and blue glasses like Sisu says. So, listen, brother, I'm glad that you shared that knowledge because some of the audience, they didn't realize that, and some other people who cover the sport, they didn't realize the importance of what you just said, not just about Cortland Sutton, not just about Drew Lock, but also about Phillip Lindsay. So, Jake Plummer, man, you know, I love you, brother, and I appreciate you always coming through for me. I wish, you know, you and the family the best, and I can't wait till I see you next time when you roll back through Denver.
I'll be back whenever, man. You know you can reach anytime, Nick. You're great teammate and a great bud. And Cecil, don't sell yourself short, man. You got a good rap, too, on there. I like hearing you speak. Keep it up.
We appreciate you, Jake.
I've accepted you. You're all right. You guys be good.
I'll take that. Be good, Jake. We'll talk to you soon, man. There we have him on the Fireball VIP line. Jake Plummer, man. He said, I'm all right.
Yes, you're good. So wait a minute. So you hit the trifecta, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I have.
You had Wood, mm-hmm. you know, mentioned to you, talked to you, right?
My ringtone, yeah.
That's right. Then you had Peyton Manning. said, you know, what did Peyton Manning actually say? Remind
me
again.
Well, he said that they should never
cut off Cecil like that.
And then he also said later on that no one could criticize him except he wouldn't listen to it except me.
Wow.
And hey, then, I'm calling back. Don't ever cut off Cecil like that.
And then now, Jake Plummer. Dude.
Trifecta.
And you got the George Day. Today is Cecil's day.
The guy can predict the future.
Yes, he's got his Fred Durst hat on. I mean, he is rolling, ladies and gentlemen.
Yo, we're rolling tight right now.
Yes. We are rolling tight right now.
Wow.
You want to talk about Broncos you'd most love to hang out with?
That's him.
Jake Plummer, dude.
Yeah, he definitely is that guy. When we had our defensive dinners on Thursdays at Del Frisco's, there was only one offensive player in my years, and I was here 5 years, who came to all of those dinners.
To the defensive dinner.
The defensive dinner. Jake Plummer.
Mm.
He was our guy. He played quarterback, and he wore, 16, and he played on the other side of the ball, whatever. It's okay. But he was one of us. He was one of us, Sisu. Mm. I tell you.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.